What are you pledging, Nikki?
What campaign are you guys getting behind?
What are you pledging allegiance to? America? What about Project 86?
That seems like a good choice.
They're asking you to pledge. Forget your allegiance. They just want some cash.
Well, Andrew, they have a good track record, 20 years.
They do. Andrew from Project 86 is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Thanks for having me, ladies and gentlemen.
No problem. You are always welcome.
Well, yeah, it's been a little while since we've spoken, but you guys have already plugged it for me, but I'll go ahead and repeat what you just said. We have launched a campaign on Pledge Music for our 10th studio album to celebrate our 20th anniversary. 10 new original songs, 5 new cover songs. I'm calling them influence songs.
Because ooh, good.
A cover song is, in my opinion, or a cover band tries to sound like the original. When you do an influence song, you put your own take or interpretation on it. So that's kind of our approach.
So it's kind of a Project 86 spin to it?
That's right. And you get one song for free. Up front, basically. And that's our version of the Beastie Boys' Sabotage, which hopefully you guys are going to play.
Yeah, we're actually going to play that here in just a couple of minutes. So, Andrew, this has been all business. Can we just put the business to the side for a minute?
Just for 1 minute, one moment.
How is Andrew the person doing?
I'm sure busy.
Well, great, man. In addition, obviously, to doing the band, I've recently launched a design studio. And I do calligraphy and illustration and also design for logos and T-shirts.
When I first heard that you were doing the calligraphy stuff in the beginning, I was like, well, how much could you actually do with all that? But some of the designs you come up with are great. Like, I never thought people would use calligraphy in that way. So it seems amazing.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, this is something I was interested in when I was really young and kind of got away from a little bit. When I got out of school, you know, you got involved with music and just focused on that. But last campaign that we did for Knives of the Future, I made available calligraphy parchments for people, and that was really popular. And so worked on those for many months and then just started doing them after the campaign, and then that's kind of transformed into doing a lot more different things. I just finished this huge canvas I did for someone who ordered their wedding vows, like a wall canvas, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And spent quite a while on it, but I've been doing more and more of those kinds of things. I do wedding vows and quotes and design. There's a lot of different things you can do with it, and a lot of different needs people have, and I'm having a lot of fun, so it's cool. Been a fun ride so far.
It's fascinating to me because I just want you to know, Andrew, that if I had a friend that came to me and said, hey, I'm going to open a calligraphy studio and that's what I'm going to do, I would say, well, I realize that soon I'll be feeding you and I'll go ahead and make space for you on the couch.
That's what I was meaning, but there's so, like, you just don't realize. And plus, it's not just that with design stuff. Like, the people have design and calligraphy needs that we had no idea about.
Yeah, tattoos is something that's been popular that I've been doing quite a bit of. Greeting cards as well. Like, I did a bunch of Father's Day cards for people. There's, on my website, if you go there, andrewschwab.com, all you listeners, you'll see there's a bunch of different options on there as far as, like, custom art or, you know, again, a greeting card or just simply getting a song. And I'll write it out for you. There's tons of examples on there. And, you know, my Instagram feed has a ton of examples as well. And then as a part of this pledge campaign, not only am I doing the parchments, which is, you know, you pick a song and then I'll also record an MP3 of a story that goes along with the song. But I'm also doing a calligraphy book of the whole new record.
Dude, that's so awesome. I love art stuff
like that.
Basically
a hardbound art book.
Yeah. Well, if we can ever get Obi to get a tattoo, we'll come to you.
Yeah,
so you can design it. You can pick whatever you want for him.
Well, you know what? I say I've got scars. I don't need tattoos for now.
I just cover them over.
I'm good.
It's fine.
I'm good. So the Pledge Music campaign for Project 86 looks like there's about a month left to go on this, and you guys are over 68%, so things are going well. You feel good about it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we should hit our funding goal probably in the next week or two, and then there'll be some surprise stretch goals that I think people will get excited about, some things we've never done before. So that's the key with doing these campaigns. This is our third one, and we try to give people a brand new experience every time, different items, different ways to engage the band, and a different approach to doing the music. So everything about this one's completely geared around our anniversary, but we're also doing some really unique things. We're giving everyone the music earlier than typical campaigns. So you get your one song up front, and then you get four more September 1st, which is all the cover songs. And then you get one song at a time as we write them for the original songs. And so when we finally get everything written, you'll already have it, but then you'll get your CD autographed.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That's nice, too, because a lot of times with pledge music or Kickstarters and stuff, you feel like you might never get the stuff.
Yeah, you gotta wait.
So
we're trying to fulfill early on.
You know, ahead of time, you're going to get that stuff. It makes you feel more comforted in giving.
Cool.
Yeah, with the individual items that people pledge, like, for example, like the calligraphy parchments, as soon as we hit 60 days or our funding deadline, I'll start working on those. And anything that we can and will fulfill early on or immediately, we will. So we're trying to give people every incentive to get on board early. Obviously, that works to our advantage because we can put that back into the record, the album art, the production of all the shirts and vinyl, etc., that we're working on.
Well, we're talking to Andrew from Project 86. Their pledge music campaign is ongoing.
About a month with that.
Check out more about that at project86.com.
Shut